The latest astronomy news for January 2008 is part of the Jodcast. For the full show and the archive, go to www.jodcast.net.
In the news this month, black hole blasts companion galaxy, latest results from Venus Express, and Earth's moon may be younger than thought. Galaxies are often seen colliding with each other in violent interactions. These energetic events distort beyond recognition the original shapes of the galaxies and result in some of the most spectacular objects in the sky. Astronomers using a variety of telescopes have now seen another kind of interaction. A powerful jet from a supermassive black hole is blasting into a nearby galaxy. The system, known as 3C321, consists of two galaxies in orbit around each other. It is thought that most galaxies contain a supermassive black hole at the centre, and these two are no exception. The black hole in the centre of the two galaxies is producing a large jet which travels out into space, an effect which has also been seen in other galaxies. What is different about this system, however, is that the smaller of the galaxies is passing through the jet. This unusual interaction was discovered after an observing campaign which used the Chandra X-ray satellite, the Hubble Space Telescope, the Spitzer Space Telescope, and the Very Large Array and Merlin radio telescopes on the ground. The two galaxies are relatively close together, just 20,000 light-years apart, about the distance of the Earth from the centre of the Milky Way. In 3C321, when the jet of highly energetic particles hits the companion galaxy, it does substantial damage, transferring massive amounts of energy into the interstellar medium, possibly triggering copious amounts of star formation. This type of event is thought to be quite rare. The jets themselves travel close to the speed of light and do not last very long, and the companion galaxy will not be in the firing line very often. Radio observations indicate that the jet began impacting on the galaxy only about 1 million years ago, very short compared to the lifetimes of the galaxies themselves. The latest results from the Venus Express mission are presented at the end of November. Venus Express is the first Venus exploration mission of the European Space Agency. It is outfitted mostly with spare parts and designs from the Mars Express and Rosetta missions, but has been adapted to cope with the high radiation and thermal environment surrounding Venus. After being launched in November 2005, it entered its target orbit in May 2006. From this orbit, it has studied the Venusian atmosphere and clouds, the plasma environment and the surface characteristics. It is also making global maps of the Venusian surface temperatures. From compositional profiles of the atmosphere around the planet, scientists have now confirmed the presence of lightning, which can have a strong effect on the composition of the atmosphere itself. They also identified the strong interaction with the solar wind as the cause of Venus's atmosphere escaping into space. As the solar particles collide with electrically charged particles near Venus, they energize the gases, stripping them forever from the planet. The first results were published as a suite of 8 papers in the journal Nature. The mission will continue until early May 2009. A new study of the chemistry of lunar rocks suggests that the moon was formed later than thought, altering models of the formation of the solar system. The model of how our planetary system came to be starts with the accretion of material 4.567 billion years ago. We are fairly sure that the terrestrial planets formed by the accretion of lumps of rock, and the common model for the formation of the moon is a collision between the young Earth and a Mars-sized object, but the timing of this event is uncertain. In the December 20th issue of Nature, a group of researchers published the results of a study into the age of the moon using measurements of tungsten isotopes. Dating events in the early solar system involves the use of radiometric clocks, measuring the ratios of different isotopes of certain radioactive elements with known decay properties. There are two different clocks often used to date lunar samples, but they give different results. One of these methods uses tungsten-182, which is produced both by the decay of hafnium-182, which has a half-life of 9 million years, and tantalum-182. Tantalum-182, however, is also formed when cosmic rays hit the lunar surface, but previous age measurements have not taken this into account and implied that the moon solidified within the first 60 million years of the solar system. When the group investigated, they found that the corrected ratio between the amount of tungsten-182 and tungsten-184 is consistent with the younger age of the moon, and that the lunar magma ocean could not have existed before 62 million years after the beginning of the accretion of the solar system. They also found that the ratio of the two tungsten isotopes is identical in the lunar samples to the ratio found in terrestrial rocks. It is highly unlikely that the Earth and the impactor would have had an identical composition, so this result implies that either the young moon was made up mainly of ejecta from the Earth, rather than large amounts of material from the impactor, or that the material from the Earth and the impactor reached an equilibrium before the magma solidified. And finally, on December the 20th, the 62nd General Assembly of the United Nations declared 2009 as the International Year of Astronomy. It celebrates the first astronomical use of the telescope by Galileo, an event that initiated 400 years of astronomical discoveries and triggered a scientific revolution which profoundly affected our worldview. The resolution on 2009 was suggested at the International Astronomical Union's General Assembly on the 23rd of July 2003 in Sydney, Australia, and unanimously approved by astronomers around the planet. It was submitted to the UN by Italy, Galileo Galilei's home country. The International Year of Astronomy is intended to be an activity for all citizens of planet Earth. Under the central theme of The Universe, Yours to Discover, it aims to convey the excitement of personal discovery, the pleasure of sharing fundamental knowledge about the universe and our place in it, and the merits of the scientific method. International Year of Astronomy events and activities will promote a greater appreciation of the inspirational aspects of astronomy. So far, 99 nations and 14 organisations have signed up to participate, and more details can be found on the website at www.astronomy2009.org.